Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
You love that music.
I do love the music. Hey, everybody. I'm Mike Pizzelli, and this is Lonnie the Theater Lady, and we are here to talk about Charles Ives' Take Me Home, which is at the City Theater right there in the South Side.
And it's playing in the Lester Hamburg.
Oh, the smaller
studio
venue.
People
need to know that. That's
yeah,
true.
So they don't walk in and go up the steps.
And up the stairs into the wrong theater. Yes, exactly. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the play?
Well, I'd like to start with the playwright.
Oh, Jessica Dickey.
Yes.
Okay.
She also wrote The Amish Project, which played at the City Theater a year or so ago that I saw.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And it was very, very well written, a one-woman show.
Oh, but was it just, did she perform it?
No, she didn't perform, although
okay.
She does act, of course.
Yeah, no, I did, yes, I did read that.
But I thought it was interesting how she decided to write this play. Do you know anything about that? How the idea came about for her?
No.
Well, actually,
tell us about it, Janet, or Lonnie.
When she was a young girl, she played basketball, and when she went to Boston University, she took a classical music course and studied the composer Charles Ives.
Ah.
And was fascinated with his music because it's so different, as we heard last night.
Mm-hmm.
And that gave her the idea for the play.
Which is interesting. The show itself is about a father and daughter relationship that gets a little wonky. And the father's love of Charles Ives, the musician, and his music, and how he was once a student, for a brief shining moment, a student of Charles Ives.
Which was interesting because he met Charles Ives when he was in college, just as in real life, the playwright studied Charles Ives
in
college.
This play is about music and basketball.
Which was really interesting because
I don't know much about either.
Throughout the play, though, they showed the similarities between music and basketball, mostly with rhythms and
mathematical. Right. Oh, spoilers, sweetie, spoilers.
You think so?
Oh, I wouldn't want to. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's hide that. Let's talk about who was in the show. I know that you wanted to mention Mr. McVeigh.
I certainly did.
Drew McVeddy.
He played the father, John Starr.
Yes.
And I think just to hear him play the violin is worth the price of admission.
Oh, yeah. For an actor, he's playing the violin as well.
Really accomplished violinist. And Charles Ives' music is so different. And it was so beautiful. And the way he made the violin speak when he played it, and the tonal qualities. I enjoyed the music as much
as the rich tonal qualities.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Good reason to go to the show. I'm out of control. A couple of these I'm out of control.
But he's a Broadway actor. He's had several Broadway roles.
He was terrific.
Including Spamalot and Billy Elliot.
I love Spamalot.
Me too.
And Billy Elliot. Not together.
But I know you want to talk about
Tressa. I want to talk about Tressa Glover. That's the thing. Here's the weird thing. I saw Tressa the night before in My Date with Adam, which was a short film that she made. And I was at the premiere of that on Monday. And she's in a dress. and she's elegant, and she was speaking very precisely and beautifully, and she just presented very well. The next night, she's like a basketball coach.
A very and she's rough like, and tough
right, like
basketball
scratching
coach.
Her crotch type basketball coach. And I'm like, is this the same woman I saw two nights in a row? By the way, I'm sure she thinks I'm stalking her. Her husband's going to like put a hit out on me. but yeah, no, Tressa Glover from the No Name Players plays the daughter. And it is a very conflicted relationship. But what's interesting, though, too, is she plays not a dual role, but she is playing herself, the character of Laura Starr, as a child and as an adult, and she pulls it off magnificently.
She was so convincing in both roles. It was funny to watch her switch from being a 10-year-old,
right,
you know, begging her daddy for something she wanted,
right,
and then in the locker room, being telling the tough team very, with no uncertain terms, what she expected and what
right
they were to do, and it was quick transition between yeah, those just, two, back and forth.
And then the night before, just lovely girl and Cinderella into, you know, it's just interesting. It was fascinating to see so many different aspects of one actress or actor, I guess we say these days.
That's right.
No, Tressa Glover, one of the main reasons, I think, to go to the City Theater to see Charles Ives, Take Me Home.
Charles Ives himself.
Yes, the character that that was
James Fitzgerald.
James Fitzgerald, yes, capital F in the middle of Fitzgerald. I don't know.
No, capital G.
Oh, capital G. Oh, capital F at the beginning. Well, sweetie, did I mention the martinis? Have a martini.
But he's been seen all around Pittsburgh in so many different roles.
So fun, welcoming, kind. Really made the show a very relaxed and fun evening, because it is a heavy subject and we need that comic relief, and he provides it deftly.
And very just so quietly and
reserved
It was such a contrast to all the emotion that was playing
out between the daughter and the father in there. And, you know, and I also liked that it was the daughter that was into sports and it was the father that was into music. A little bit of a role reversal. I thought that was a fun element to play with
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. And it turned out that Charles Ives himself, mm-hmm, his father was a band leader.
Oh.
And he, as a child, loved baseball. So he did both sports and music as a child.
Oh,
and he was a little bit embarrassed when he was a child to be involved in music, that it wasn't boyish enough.
Oh.
So when people would ask him about his music and they'd say, what do you play? He'd say, shortstop.
Oh, sweetie, you did your research. I there's a little bit of that in the play. You pick up a little bit about Charles Ives, the musician and the man, from the play. But I didn't do the research. I'm sorry.
But this production of it, I think, was really interesting, too, the way they chose the set.
Oh, yeah. Like a skate park. What is that? Well, plus everything else I've seen it. So the Hamburg, yeah, is a little black box.
I think it's even a tent. I think part of it is a tent. There's canvas in places in there.
Didn't do research, remember?
Okay. Well, I think it's what divides backstage from the theater itself.
Oh, okay.
There's canvas.
Okay. But no, it was, you know what? Interesting way they shot it. I mean,
They reconfigured all the seats in there.
Yes.
And changed it so that when you sat and watched the play, you were looking at the people across from you. Except that I've seen other plays when they've done that, and I've been involved looking at the other people. But last night, this was so engaging and so intense and so fast moving and so many themes going on at the same time,
you know,
that I didn't even notice that there were people across from there.
I did notice the people across, and the guy right directly across from me got a little choked up towards the end.
Oh, and the guy beside me got a little choked up.
Oh, the guy beside you was me.
Yes, it was.
It's emotional.
Well, the thing about it, the way they did it so well that there were so many different themes and so many different things happening. The father-child relationship, the people that have such an extreme passion
right.
for whatever their particular love is, whether it's basketball or music, the guilt that the father felt because of his passion for the music, all these things that were happening and how well acted and engaged the actors were with everything,
right.
every part of it, that it was hard to even blink.
Right. And the emotional impact does sneak up on you.
And everybody,
I'm just
I think,
defending myself.
I know. But everybody, I think, can see something in it that relates to their own lives.
Exactly.
Which is why I think it would appeal to everybody. Because I know, there's so many different themes that has to hit you somehow that you've experienced something like this in your life.
I agree.
No,
because I know nothing about basketball. And I know nothing about music. But I do know something about people, and it is a show about human beings interacting or not interacting, that or how they interact negatively, maybe, would be the way to go, and how that is. So, yeah.
And I thought the characters were so well developed. Neither of them, or
none of the three,
were
stereotypes.
One-dimensional.
Yes,
they
everybody had
they were
places
rich.
To grow and change. It was fascinating.
Yeah, very richly done.
Yeah, Charles Ives, Take Me Home at, well, anybody can really after a couple of these. But Charles Ives, Take Me Home at the City Theater in the South Side.
Through December 15th.
Oh, it's playing for a while. Oh,
yes.
See it.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.